Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stand by Cory Booker is a work of political and civic nonfiction that presents a hopeful argument about American renewal during a period of institutional strain, public distrust, and deep partisan division. Written by the senior United States Senator from New Jersey, the book uses personal reflection, historical example, and public leadership analysis to examine virtues that Booker sees as necessary for democratic life. Rather than offering a narrow party program, Stand is positioned as a superpartisan call to recover shared civic ideals before the 250th anniversary of the United States. Its central purpose is to show how principles such as agency, patriotism, vulnerability, and humility can move from abstract language into practical conduct. Booker illustrates these virtues through figures including George Washington, John Lewis, Alice Paul, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Ron Finley, and Jennifer Keelan Chaffins. Connecting national memory with present civic responsibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, foundational virtues as a framework for civic repair. The core structure of Stand is built around the claim that American democracy depends not only on laws and institutions, but also on shared habits of character. Booker presents 10 virtues as essential to American life, with examples including agency, patriotism, vulnerability, and humility. This approach matters because it shifts the discussion away from policy disagreement alone and toward the moral conditions that make democratic disagreement workable. A society can have elections, courts, and constitutional language, yet still weaken if citizens and leaders lack the discipline to act responsibly within those structures. By focusing on virtues, Booker places civic conduct at the center of national renewal. The book, therefore, treats the American story as unfinished rather than settled. Its argument is not that the country has always lived up to its ideals, but that the ideals remain useful when people are willing to embody them. This gives the book a practical, ethical frame rather than a purely historical or partisan one. Secondly, a superpartisan appeal to shared American ideals. Stand is notable for presenting itself as a superpartisan work, meaning it aims to speak above ordinary party boundaries without pretending that political conflict is unimportant. Booker is a Democratic senator, and his public identity inevitably informs the book, but the framing emphasizes ideals that are meant to be recognizable across party lines. This choice is significant in a political culture, where many books either defend one side or diagnose the other as the primary source of decline. Booker instead stresses a broader civic vocabulary national story, shared ideals, better public conduct, and collective responsibility. The argument does not require readers to ignore injustice or disagreement. Rather, it suggests that disagreement becomes more productive when rooted in a common commitment to the democratic project. This makes the book especially relevant to readers who are skeptical of purely partisan solutions, but still want a morally serious account of civic action. Its value lies in treating unity as an active discipline, not a vague sentiment. Thirdly, historical and contemporary examples make civic virtues concrete. Booker relies on examples from American history and public life to make abstract virtues more concrete. The figures associated with the book include George Washington, John Lewis, Alice Paul, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Ron Finley, and Jennifer Keelan Chaffins. These examples matter because they show virtue as action under pressure, rather than as a decorative ideal. Washington can be read in relation to institutional restraint and public duty, John Lewis to courage and disciplined nonviolence, Alice Paul to persistence in the struggle for women voting rights, Jackson to legal achievement and public service, Finley to community-based environmental justice, and Keelan Chaffins to disability rights activism. The range is important because it prevents civic virtue from being confined to high office. Booker presents leadership as something visible in presidents, legislators, judges, activists, and local organizers. This broadens the reader's understanding of public contribution. The lesson is that democracy is sustained not by heroic symbolism alone, but by repeated choices made in many social positions. Fourthly, practical civic action rather than abstract optimism. Although Stand is described as hopeful, its optimism is tied to civic practice rather than simple reassurance. Booker frames the present moment as one of crisis, with worsening problems and widening divisions. The practical dimension of the book comes from connecting virtues to action in governance, activism, and community building. Agency, for example, implies that citizens are not merely spectators of national decline. They have some responsibility to act within the limits of their roles. Humility suggests that leaders and citizens must remain open to correction, especially when democratic life requires cooperation with people who do not share all of their views. Vulnerability can be understood as a civic strength because honest engagement often requires acknowledging fear, error, or dependence. Patriotism in this framework is not reduced to celebration, but tied to the demanding work of improving the country. The book, therefore, uses moral language to describe practical behavior organizing, serving, listening, governing, and standing against injustice. Lastly, Reclaiming the American Story Before the National Semiquincentennial, a distinctive feature of Stand is its timing ahead of the 250th anniversary of the United States. Booker uses this national milestone as a reason to reconsider what kind of story Americans tell about themselves. The book does not appear to present national history as either simple triumph or simple failure. Instead, it frames the American dream as something that must be redeemed through action. This language is important because it acknowledges the gap between national ideals and lived reality while still treating the ideals as worth preserving. Reclaiming the American story, in this sense, is not nostalgia. It is an effort to decide which examples, virtues, and civic commitments should guide the next stage of the country. The figures Booker highlights show that progress often comes from people who confront the nation with its own promises. The semi-quincentennial setting gives the book a public purpose to use commemoration not as passive ceremony, but as an occasion for renewed responsibility. In conclusion, Stand is best suited for readers interested in civic life, democratic renewal, leadership, social justice, and the moral language of public service. It will be especially useful for people who want a political book that is engaged with national crisis, but not limited to a conventional campaign argument. The practical benefit of the book is its effort to translate broad ideals into recognizable forms of conduct participation, courage, humility, service, and community engagement. Intellectually, it offers a way to think about American identity without choosing between uncritical patriotism and total cynicism. Compared with many contemporary political books, Stand stands out through its emphasis on virtue as a civic mechanism. It does not appear to rely primarily on policy prescriptions, insider political memoir, or polemical attack. Instead, Booker builds a framework around historical memory, public character, and the responsibilities of ordinary citizens as well as formal leaders. That positioning gives the book a wider audience than readers of one party alone, while still making clear that democratic ideals require active defense. Its most distinctive contribution is the combination of national storytelling with practical moral vocabulary, aimed at helping readers consider how a divided society might recover enough shared purpose to govern, organize, and build together. If you would like to support Cory Booker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.